brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with, I want to thank one of my favorite doctors, Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Woohoo!
The superintendent of Tucson International Academy. Let me say the laundry list of accolades for Dr. J. Do you mind?
Certainly, Dr. J. Certainly, please.
So the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, not to mention the founder of said educational facility, former educator at Tucson Unified School District, the author of the book Making College Come True, and now to add to her long list and resume, the host of the Making College Come True radio show. Put your hands together for Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Woo!
Yeah, nice. That's Jay in the house.
Guys.
Yes.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm here every week, same time, same channel.
Yes.
And this week we have a very special guest. They call him one of the two hosts of the Common Good radio show, Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself.
Yes.
Woohoo! Yes.
Thank you guys for having me.
This is weird, dude. Like, we had to like move our seating around and all this
rotation
going on here. I don't know. It's just like all mixed up. Usually I would be where Dr. J is sitting. You would be where I'm sitting.
Yeah, we just rotated.
And Dr. J, Dr. J would be where you're sitting. So I'm confused, but I'm ready to get the party started.
Let's get started for this show and this
amazing Making College Come True radio show, where last week we had Mr. B on the show talking about pretty much what a guru of Making College Come True would talk about. And he certainly gave us a lot of great information on how to get people plugged in, what are some of the steps to get people held up. This week, I can imagine with you, we're going to be talking about something positive. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, mindset.
Awesome. Mindset.
That's right. So, positive mindset.
Yeah. So I guess, to start it off with, what would you say is the number one thing that people want to take into consideration when trying to ground themselves or trying to get to, you know, this next level like you talk about?
I think with that, it's you reminding yourself that, you know, there's more to learn all the time. Like, you're always learning. I'm always learning. I'm always trying to, you know, just connect with people who are at a level that I want to be at one point. Like this great mentor told me, if you go into the room and you're the most interesting person, you're in the wrong room.
Mm.
You have to go into a room where people scare you. I like to go into rooms where people are really successful, but at the same time, like, really kind people that they resonate with my values. That's very important for me, that the people that I'm working with, that they have the same, not the same exact same values, you know. Like, I mean, we're all different, but at the same time, there has to be some type of, you know, like, we have to be kind of like on the same page when it comes to the values for me to really say, okay, this person is somebody that I would love to work with, I would like to hang out with, I would like to have a coffee with, or dinner, or lunch, whatever it is. I think that is very important. And also the mentors that you're with, that they are also humble and grounded and making sure that they are also good people. Mm-hmm. And that's what I look for in, you know, when I'm working with people or trying to stay positive and stay grounded. And also remembering where I came from. My grandfather and my mother, they're great people. They've taught me so much, how to treat people, how to be kind, how to be very respectful. The very simple things that a lot of people some people don't practice. And it's so easy to be kind, but at the same time, it's very easy to be mean as well.
Mm.
So that's kind of, I went on a tangent there, but.
What do you think about that, Dr. J?
Well, it's important that you master your character, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's character and skills. It's not either or. Just because you're an excellent, brilliant basketball player on the NBA doesn't mean they're going to keep you on the team if you cuss all the time and disregard the coach and are rude to your fellow teammates. They're going to fire you.
Yeah.
So it takes both. You got to have skill and you got to have manners. You got to have character.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's extremely huge. And when you're talking about a college education, if you are looking for sponsorship by somebody or a scholarship or something, they're going to look at your habits and they're going to look at the way you behave and the way you talk and all of the things you just said. And they're going to say, they have the brains, but I'm looking for somebody who's got a good representation of mankind that they can present as well. And a good representation of mankind is always going to have courtesy in it. It's always going to have the virtues and that someone stands for something that is good and that is actually just right, like right, good, pure, motivated in a positive way, not a negative way. Yeah, so I think that that's extremely huge. Yeah. That's what I like about what you do. Andres, you know, works at our schools with the kids and their mindset and also in organizational skills and all the things that it causes that we need in order for the kids to be successful in college. So it's just, I think they call it soft skills.
Yeah.
Like many in business would maybe refer to these skills as soft skills. And they're things that you get along the way in life. You don't always get them in a direct way. But it's so good what you do with, I believe in myself, because you're training them with the right mindset. I can't wait for somebody else to believe in me. I need to first take this step. I believe in myself. And then from that identity of I'm valuable, I'm important, I matter, you can operate a lot more powerfully and be a lot more victorious, in my opinion.
No, yeah, I agree. And like you said about the whole thing with attitude, it's just so important. That's like one of the most important things that I learned from my family is my attitude towards other people. And just my grandfather, I would watch him, the way he would treat people. And he was so kind, such a loving man. And people would come into the house and they'd be like, hey, how you doing? And he didn't even know some of the people that would come in, and he would bring them in. And he would teach me all these values that to this day I still have. And my aunts, my uncles, everybody was just with such a great attitude that I think that that's what's helped me out in my life to, you know, be where I'm at, because, you know, I love people, and I learned that from my parents, from my family, like to be a really true loving man and just being a very simple man, just nothing too flashy or anything like that. Just a very simple man with, you know, good manners, a good attitude, a good heart. And man, that's really the foundation right there, I think, where if you really want to be, you know, like admired and loved by people, is just having that good heart and that good attitude. If you have that, you have everything. The rest you can learn, you know? So that right there was taught very well by my family. So I'm very grateful for them.
Yeah. They say that that you lead with your heart. Like people hear what you say, but they'll hear what you're saying even better if your heart is in it, if you actually care what you're saying and show regard for them.
Yeah.
So I think that that's that just goes with it. Grandpa showed the way, you know, and it's a bit of a lost art. I mean, there's a lot of new ideas that, you know, you just need to claim this and you just need to step on that. And, you know, it's all about kind of your own progression. But it is never, no one ever succeeds all by themselves. It starts, you have to believe in yourself. And that has to be there. If it's not, you will not succeed either. But you also, because you believe in yourself so much, you submit yourself to mentors, to programs that are going to teach you, to coaches like yourself. And I know you're coaching some of my students and they're having huge success. It's just so available. I mean, I think that's what people don't realize. Coaches are available. And people like Andres, he is like, you can find him on the internet. You can get free coaching from all his videos. Just if you go on YouTube and Google Andres Ruiz, you're going to find a bunch of I Believe in Myself video and all kinds of excellent information that you can use for free.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, good timing on the music.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for being here with us, brother.
Thank you, everybody.
I will see you in a different position next week.
Absolutely.
Here
on,
me too.
On the Making College Come True radio show. And we will see you audience members right after the end of this break.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show, or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm your friend, Pastor John McClain, here with my friend, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known on the streets as Dr. J.
Woohoo!
Not the Dr. J, our Dr. J. Right?
That's right.
That's right. And we just had Andreas Ruiz, one of our best friends, in studio with us just now. And I guess a question I wanted to ask him, and I guess you can probably answer this just as well, is so, I know he comes and like speaks at your school and does stuff like that. What exactly does Andreas do when with Tucson International Academy?
So he is totally a provider of information on those soft skills. And okay. Soft skills are like how to interview, how to organize yourself, manage your time, mm-hmm. How to handle rejection, because that's hard. Our mm-hmm. kids don't like rejection. Of course, nobody likes it. But they're not used to hearing it a lot because their mm-hmm. interaction is a lot of online time. Mm-hmm. So having a human tell you something you don't like to hear can be pretty tough if you haven't heard it. Mm-hmm. But he helps frame it in the right way. He teaches about framing. When you're receiving information from an organization that says, no, not at this time, does it mean no, not ever? Does it say not ever? No, it doesn't. It says, at this time, we cannot accept, you know, your application, blah, blah, blah. And that helps them a lot because then they're like, wow. And then I came back and not only did they end up accepting me, but they gave me a $40,000 scholarship. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes colleges just need that extra piece of information and they're not going to jump the gun and accept you until they know all the pieces. Mm-hmm. And so kids are finding a lot of victory in that. But think, what would happen if they just gave up and they didn't believe in themselves anymore and they were like, I got a rejection letter. Oh, you know, I quit. Mm-hmm. That's not going to serve them, and that's not going to serve them in life. So having a guy like Andres come alongside, I mean, the kids know we teachers and even myself as an administrator, they know we believe in them. They know we're for them. Mm-hmm. We see their goodness every day. We see their other not so goodness either. But we have come to a point where we are definitely for them, and they know it. Mm-hmm. So to have someone from the outside say the same things we're saying, it just brings more validity to it. Mm-hmm. And he can like verify, I see this in you. And they're like, huh, that's what Dr. J says all the time. Mm. But it's like two parents, right? One parent says it. Both parents say it. Now it's really real. You know, it's like it takes kind of a multitude saying the same thing for it to get into acceptance, into our minds. So I love that about what Andres does. He also helps our teachers. Mm. Here they've gone through a very tumultuous time with COVID and having to switch their entire way of teaching. And teachers are people persons. Mm. They like interaction and they get a lot of their energy for teaching through the spark that they have in person with their students. Mm-hmm. And then to be, you know, have the rug pulled out from under you, no more of that, and we're going to now have to go online. Mm. That's just a whole nother way that you have to reach the child. And, you know, they're at home, and there's the dog, and there's the cat, and then there's the little brother, and then there's connectivity that goes wrong. There's a lot of disruption, and it's already hard information, so if you're getting disrupted, it's hard. So the teachers are frustrated. I mean frustrated. One of the first things that happened when we had COVID that Coach Andres ended up helping us with was teachers wanted to quit. They said, I didn't sign up for this. I signed up to teach kids, not to teach through a computer. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, but this is temporary. And this is something that we do for the good of the kids. And if you abandon them, it's going to hurt them. Mm. So how can we help you learn whatever skills you need before you make that harsh decision? And it saved a lot of our teachers. Mm. So I think that that's the case for many schools, is that some teachers just said, I'm done. And we already have a teacher shortage. So it's really tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I really admire what he did, because he didn't condemn them for feeling that way. He said, I understand. Mm-hmm. But let's look at ways that maybe you could bridge that gap that aren't as painful as you're anticipating, and let's see what we can get done. Mm-hmm. And boy, did that ever help, you know, and just he wasn't the administration. He was an outsider. Mm-hmm. So having those guest speakers come in and speak into the lives of even our teachers is mm-hmm. powerful. I really appreciate mm-hmm. what he does. And the message is clear. And he wears all of his garb is, you know, I believe mm-hmm. in myself. Yeah. But to tell the teachers, believe in yourself. Yeah, this is a new skill set. But mm-hmm. I have a feeling you can master it pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Let's show you. Let's give you some tools. Let's give you some training. Let's see how it goes. And so they stuck it out. I lost very few teachers. So
nice.
Thankful for that.
And I want to think, I mean, I'm not sure. I haven't really heard of any of the numbers or statistics of, you know, with the Tucson Unified School District, how many teachers they've lost or anything like that. I imagine it's been a large amount. But one thing I've always loved about Tucson International Academy is your creativity. And I definitely, that creativity of having Andreas come in and work with them, is that common practice within schools? Or is that just kind of something that just like, it came to you like, this would be something that'd be good in a lot of different ways?
It's not that common in large districts, because large districts will tend to raise up their own speakers within, from within. Mm. So they're going to kind of look like, sound like the same old. Mm-hmm. But what I like about bringing someone from the outside in is you get another perspective. And I think that's part of what charter schools are about. Mm-hmm. We're about offering just that slight different perspective. And we have an emphasis in our schools on entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And Andres is an entrepreneur. You're an mm-hmm. entrepreneur. We mm-hmm. are entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so being smaller, I think you have the ability to offer sort of these other voices more easily, because in a large district, if you're going to do anything different, they really have certain channels you have to go through. Mm-hmm. Whereas in my organization, I can make the assessment fairly quickly because I know everyone. Mm-hmm. I know the needs because I'm in the schools. Mm-hmm. I still work with some kids. I'm very much in touch with what's going on. And so being the head leader, it's very easy to see, gosh, you know what? We could really use someone who could speak on this. And then often I think of Andres. Mm-hmm. And we have other speakers coming in to speak about literacy, and they will be talking about publishing books, and they're going to sponsor a contest for our students, sponsoring them for publishing a book that the kids would write.
Nice.
And like those books are expensive. You've written a book. Mm-hmm. I've written a book. Yeah. We know how much it costs. Yeah. And this agency, they're a two-man team. And they have a publishing company, and they're going to offer a contest so we can get another book published from our students.
That's amazing.
So, and our teachers just love them because they have such a love of literacy in general. Mm-hmm. And they just inspire everyone. And they come with these elaborate outfits. It's Mama Goose and Papa Goose. Mm. And they come in and they say they are parents to children of the world. And they have published, they have written over 5,000 books
wow.
for children. And they have published, I think, at least, I don't know, 500 or 600 of them. Mm. And so they're just unique, amazing people.
Those are some inspirational people right there. That's interesting.
Another way to bring something from the outside in, and it touches teachers and students, even parents. And of course, I enjoy it. It's just fun to see someone celebrating literacy and singing songs about it and dressing up. I mean, it's just the full package. So again, another thing we're able to do, bringing in inspiration. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes for like when you're getting ready for college. One of the benefits of going to college is those speakers that the colleges bring in. Mm-hmm. When you go to college, you have amazing speakers come in. When I was in college, and this is going to date me because you know how long ago it was, I got to meet former President Gerald Ford. Mm. He had just, he was no longer president at the time, you know, of course, because it moved on. Somebody else won. Mm-hmm. And he was doing his tour of colleges, and they come in and they speak, and then we got to meet him. Mm. How often do you get to
do
that?
Yeah.
And it was free. Mm. It was because I attended that university, I was able to go. And also I got to see some of my first Broadway plays at college. Mm. I got to see magicians and comedians. I also got to meet Bill Cosby, you know, which that's, again, shows my age, but he was so
back
funny.
When he was when he was the thing. Yeah.
Yes, and he just, made us smile, and it was just a way to take people who you only saw on TV, and then they become humans. And once you see a successful person as a human, You say, if they did it, why not me?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not us?
That's right.
Yeah, this is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be back right after this break.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Brought to you by Tucson International Academy, I am Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Woohoo, Dr. J.
Dr. J in the house. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
That's right. So we had Andreas in the studio, and then we talked to Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself, and we talked about all the amazing work that I Believe in Myself is doing down at Tucson International Academy, and particularly in helping the kids believe in themselves and helping the teachers believe in themselves. But we're going to roll into how you have taught us how to believe in ourselves, and we'll kind of pick up from where we left off last week and on the Common Good radio show and your appearance there with key number 9, which, let me see, let's pull out the book. What's the name of key number 9? Key number 9 is named Automatic Success.
Automated, that's right.
Yeah, and Automatic Success. And from what I remember, this automatic success actually isn't automatic, but it is by building habits that it becomes automatic. It's not like you just wake up in the morning and ta-da, but it's building habits. And so in the book, when it talks about habits and how they take away from or contribute to your mission in life, explain that part more.
All right. This is one of my favorites because habits, believe it or not, habits are fairly easy to create. And it's just repetition. I mean, how hard is it to just repeat, you know?
Yeah.
Rinse, wash, repeat. You know, it's like that is much of what we do in life already. When you drive, you get into the car, and when you're first driving, you're like, okay, did I put my seatbelt? Oh, okay, where's the gear? Okay, where is the, do I need lights? You know, you're asking yourself all these. But after you drive for years and years and years, you don't think any of that. You get in, you start the car, you don't even remember pushing the button or pushing the keys. You don't remember looking for that gear shift. Your hand just goes there. And you got your hand on the wheel in the right proper safety mode. You've already buckled up because you do that automatically when you sit down. And there's just no question. You can be talking on the phone. You can be doing other things if you, it's so automated. And that's what we're talking about. There are things you can do in life that will set you up for automated success in college. And so a few, I mean, I could tell you a couple of those is that
yeah.
All right. Not? All
yeah,
right. Let's do it. I don't know if you wanted to go there just yet.
Let's go there.
Why not?
I'm ready.
Why not? Well, yeah. I tell you what. Your habits are a reflection of something kind of unknown to many people, and how what habits you have are a lot of times very much connected to your identity. Who do you think you are? So if you think that you are worthless, you might not take care of your body. You might not shower every day. Mm-hmm. Well, for nobody likes me anyway. You know, you could have that attitude. That's a mindset. That's an identity. I'm not likable. That's not a positive identity. Mm-hmm. And if you could also have an identity that I'm not smart, I'm dumb, I should just give up, I'm not going to finish my homework because what's the point? It's always wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, so those are like giving up kind of the habit of stopping the quest before you should. Mm-hmm. And so how do you change that? Well, you just simply do the opposite. You don't give up. If you have to pull an all-nighter, pull an all-nighter. Mm-hmm. Do it 3 different times. Do it 10 times. Do it 30 times. I guarantee if you get to 30 times, you will already have it figured out. Mm-hmm. Because nothing in life is so horrible you cannot figure it out. You can figure things out. You just have to get your mind in a state of, we're not going anywhere anyway until we solve the problem.
Yeah.
Once you tell your mind what you need to do, your mind already organizes itself and says, okay, well, we got to solve the problem, so let's go. You know, and if you don't tell it that it's going to get off, if you indicate in your inner life that, you know, it's okay to let it go, then you're going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you indicate in your inner life, well, we never give up because that's who we are. We never give up. We always stay till the end. And even if we never get it, we just continue to not sleep until we get it. Mm-hmm. And if we had to hire a tutor, we may not have money, but I can skip a meal so I can get a tutor to show me this. Mm-hmm. You know, and so there, it's a mindset. So mindset, again, goes to, it comes right back from your identity. So if you want to start somewhere to set good habits, set a new identity. Mm. Start telling yourself every day, I am a college graduate. I'm a college graduate. Hey, college graduate, look at yourself in the mirror, point to it, smile, wave, and say, I'm a college graduate. And you start to say things like that. You start to maybe dress the part. You take care of yourself because in your head, college kids, you know, maybe look a certain way. Okay, well, adopt it. Go for it. Buy a shirt from a university. Wear it every day. Buy several shirts. That would be better.
Yeah.
So you don't smell.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of simple thing, buying shirts. So parents, if you want your kids to go to college, say you want them to go to a certain college, be strategic. Buy them shirts from there. Cool ones. Ones they're going to wear. If they like hoodies, get them a hoodie from there. Mm-hmm. If they like beanies, get them a beanie from there. If they like just t-shirts or if they like that jersey, go take them to a football game. And they will get excited. They will start identifying themselves as that student. Mm-hmm. So for me, U of A, University of Arizona, is here in Tucson. I already had my undergraduate from Ball State University in Indiana. And I came to Arizona. I saw University of Arizona every day of my life driving to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was time for my master's, I said, I'm going to go to U of A.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, you know, and I went to the football games. And we just immediately felt a connection with it because we embraced the identity of being, you know, students of University of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's an identity. It's an identity. And so you wear some of the garb and you talk about it like, you know, in fun ways. And I'm telling you, it becomes who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you start to do what you need to do in order to make that come true. So, you know, making college come true, we have a reason we call it that. Because you are able to participate in that dream coming true. You make it come true.
Mm-hmm.
You make it by setting yourself up with your identity first. I want to be a graduate of college. Second, you say, what habits do I need? College kids do go to class. If you don't go to class, everybody knows you flunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can't stay in college, and it's awfully expensive to mess around and flunk classes and have to retake them, or even worse, get kicked out.
Mm.
You know, so, and then you have to go do makeup work before they let you come back.
Mm-hmm.
And that nobody wants to do because your parents are going to grieve you.
Yeah.
your husband will grieve you. Anyone who's helping financially is not going to be happy if you do that. So you want that identity of a successful college student. You've already graduated. So I am a college graduate. And you say that before you even enter college, and pretty soon you'll start to see yourself acting like one. And if you're having a conflict in your mind about, I don't want to go study. But then you say, but I am a college graduate. They study crazy hours. I'll just get some coffee, because you always see coffee in the hand of every every college kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason. They're staying up late. They're getting it done. And that's part of the identity.
Nice. Nice. And I won't ask another question because we only got about 30 seconds to go, but I definitely, I agree with everything you say wholeheartedly. I mean, certainly, you know, one, building habits, and two, shaping your identity, you know, taking manifest destiny of your own identity. And yeah, this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
I'm Dr. J, and here with me is Pastor John McClain from Veteran Rescue Mission. Woo!
Yes, man. Woo! Dr. J in the house. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So it's just been a lot of fun today talking about helping people make college come true and Absolutely. Just how dreams are possible and for people to continue to dream that dream.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as we look in that, we were kind of talking about identity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something I was telling you at break. So I'll just tell them a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Pastor John that Stedman Graham is the partner of Oprah Winfrey. And I had the honor of meeting him in person one time. And it was a small group of us. And he told us that we said, oh, you're a life coach. And he said, yes, but I only coach on one topic.
Hmm.
And we were like, what do you coach on? What do you coach on? One thing? How can that be?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Big eyes and bated breath. Yeah.
What is it?
Uh-huh.
And then he said, I only coach on identity.
Hmm.
I only coach on identity. Identity is the key to everything in life.
Interesting.
And so he elaborated a little bit and he just said, you need to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you don't even have to say, who am I currently? You decide who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
First, acknowledge yourself. There's good things about every person.
Mm-hmm.
And you acknowledge the good in yourself. And that is hard. That's why sometimes you need to go out and get a life coach or someone who can help you like navigate that. Because sometimes people are so hard on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so first you acknowledge some of the good things in you. And you say, okay, with those good things, I want to go here. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to build a $5 billion industry business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a big goal.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to say, what would I need to be? Who do I need to be in order to accomplish this goal? And so if it's a big one, then you're going to break it down. You're going to say, I would need these credentials. I would need some understanding of money. I would need to be able to oversee operations and management. I would need to build a team of leaders because you cannot be that big without a bunch of other people helping you. Again, why? Because nobody's a success by themselves.
Mm.
You always have other people helping you.
Mm-hmm.
And who you attract and who you pursue is key to success.
Mm.
If you're going to hang out, let's think about back to students in high school going to college.
Mm-hmm.
If in high school you have a bunch of friends, but they think college people think they're better than them, it's going to be real hard for you to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to choose a high school that is already pro-college because everyone's pro-college.
Mm.
And then you don't have to worry about your friends trying to hold you back or say, oh, you're the big college grad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, think you're better than us. You know, and mm-hmm. that can happen. It's just human nature, right?
Yeah.
We challenge the identities of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're hoping that you have built up enough self-worth and value that you say, yeah, man, I am. You're going to be working for me. There may be a positive or a negative response to that.
Yeah. But after you say that, actually, before you say that, learn how to fight.
Yeah, there you go. Take some boxing classes.
Take some boxing classes.
Just
no
in
big
case.
Deal. Yeah.
But they're your true friends. They'll go with it because they understand. And usually people are proud of you. They just don't know how to handle that difference because it puts everything questionable. Like, do you still like me? Am I still good enough to be your friend? And the college grad just says, of course, man. Friendship is forever, I mean, come on, what are you talking about? And then, and then they need to honor one another. And the ones that cannot honor your decision to go up in life, you need to let those people go anyway, because they're going to keep you down. If you get married and the rest of your friends are all single, that may not go so well for your marriage if they're out, chasing the opposite sex and wanting you to join in. You can't do that if you're married. So it's just it's a simple fact of life. And I think people don't always apply it to college yet, but it's very much a factor. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to say no to the all-night party when you got a paper due. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to say no to traveling, out of state or out of country to go to a family wedding. Like, say you have family in Mexico and they want you to come down and you're expected to come down, but it's right during finals week. You are not going to make that wedding if you're going to be a college grad. And your family's going to get mad, and some of them are going to say, you dissed me, you disrespected us, and, how dare you? I mean, who do you think you are? Well, they just need to understand you're in college. Mm-hmm. And so that's why you need your parents and others in your family to be advocates for you. So they can say, no, man, he wanted to be there, but he has finals. Mm-hmm. And he's already been 3 years. He's not going to just throw it away because you had your wedding 2 weeks before finals, just is what it is. So you have to have advocates in your life. You have to have identity, a strong identity in who you are. You are a college grad. What does a college grad do? They have to make some hard decisions. Mm. But those decisions all pay off later, believe me. And everyone will be very proud of you after.
Yeah, and I guess kind of to tailspin in with that, in the book, you mentioned a quote, chance favors a prepared mind. So can you expand on that more, just in reference to kind of like reaching one's mission and this point that you're circling on?
Absolutely. So if you wanted to prepare for situations like habits, like making the right decision and maintaining the habits that you need in order to be successful, you probably want to have preemptive conversations with people. Mm. So if you're the first to go to college in your family, by all means, you must have very serious conversations with your family members and say, I'm going to go to college and it's going to take everything in me to get this done. I want to do it, and I really am asking for all of you to support me and just to encourage me, because I may want to quit, but I need you to tell me no, don't quit. You have these conversations preemptively before you're feeling it, because when you feel like quitting, you don't want anybody to tell you not to.
Yeah.
So you want to have that ahead of time, and you want to have a conversation too with your extended family that, hey, if you're pretty sure somebody's going to get married, say, hey, here's my college schedule just in case. I sure want to be at your wedding, but I'm at the mercy of the college and I cannot miss school. Mm-hmm. If it's possible and you could find a weekend when I'm able to, I'm out of school and I could come, I would love to do that. But if you can't, I understand. But you're preemptively telling them, listen, my calendar is locked because I've made a commitment to go to college and to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I still love you dearly, and I want to be a part of your life, and I'm sorry if I can't be there for your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my calendar just in case you set a wedding date that is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Also, when you're sick or somebody in your family gets sick, or how about when somebody passes away? Good Lord. Especially you got COVID season, you got older relatives passing away. Gosh, well, guess what? You can't just go and mourn for a week. It doesn't work in college. They expect you to still do your work and they expect you to still maintain course. And that's really hard, especially when your heart is broken. And say your grandparent even raised you, but to the college, they're just your grandparent. They're not your parent. They're not going to give you grace for that. You need to know that ahead of time. That's preemptive planning. That's chance favoring. Chance favors the prepared mind. You're preparing your mind. I may have to miss a funeral. So that's when you talk to your family ahead of time and you say, geez, I could come home on the weekend, but I cannot make it for a funeral on Thursday, Friday. Could we do Saturday, Sunday instead? You have to preemptively plan with your family, and it feels uncomfortable, and a lot of people don't. Then someone dies and they say, you didn't even come to to your grandma's funeral. I couldn't. I would be giving up an entire semester's worth of work because I'd flunked the final.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you are.
I think the thing I like about that, that it relates to this book I've been reading called Seven Habits for Effective People, where it talks about how you either make life happen or life happens to you.
That's right.
So I definitely like in your examples, like whether it's the, you know, going to the funeral or going to the wedding, and not, you know, doing what, you know, the schoolwork, life is going to happen to you. You know, either you step up and make some hard decisions and make life happen and get that degree no matter what, or you allow life to happen and you just kind of act reactively with everything. So I think that's just a beautiful thought. And like kind of, I guess in addition to that, like, how can we make sure we are ready, like when the myriad of opportunities come our way?
Yeah, how you get ready is you tell yourself the truth. The truth is life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And how am I communicating with my family, my care and my love for them
mm-hmm.
during college? Maybe it used to be phone calls back in my day, one phone call a week.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like maybe it's a text every day or every night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you find an uncle who decides to send you a quote every once a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things and stories I've heard of that have been very successful in helping kids get through college. It's that relative that ends up functioning as an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents aren't always that relative, just mm-hmm. to be honest. And it's, you know, nothing negative about parents. It's just sometimes they love you so much, they want you there, but they haven't been to college, so they don't realize you'd be forfeiting an entire semester's agonizing work
mm-hmm.
if you throw it all away at that last week. You just can't. So some people are not going to understand. You need to know that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's the important thing, that you know ahead of time. Count the cost. There's a saying that says, don't start building a house until you've counted the cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then even when you have the cost, sometimes there's a surprise in the build, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you just have to be prepared for anything, but do your best diligence to thwart things that can go wrong with your family. And you know what? Even when you do all that, they may be mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to trust that that someday they will understand. I did have a terrible thing happen. I was finishing my PhD, doing my research in the beautiful place of Aruba.
Mm.
And I got to be there for 2 months, and I was there for 4 weeks, and my dad died.
Mm.
I had my 14-month-old baby with me,
mm-hmm.
and it cost everything my husband and I had for me to be down there in the first place. And now I had to take an emergency flight, credit card, back to Indiana to help bury my dad. So I went back, interrupted my research, and I ended up helping with, I did get to see him before he passed, and that meant a lot to me, helped me have trust and just peace. And then I went back to Aruba. That was hard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go back. Of course, I'm depressed by now. Of course, I'm sick because you're not eating and drinking right when you're in an emergency situation of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yep, it took me a while. I did my research anyway. It was one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. But thank God I did it. Now I'm Dr. J, not just Jennifer.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful that my professors did communicate with me, and they said, no, go back, finish. Finish this. Don't try to put it off. Finish it. Just do the 4 weeks. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank God I listened to them. And of course it was expensive. I had to buy another ticket down to Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
And another ticket from Aruba to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, expensive. But you know what? We paid those debts off. And I got my PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, I'm sure, would be so proud of me that I pursued it. And I continued, even though that was that unexpected, unpleasant surprise.
Absolutely. And I love this story. Every time I hear it, it almost brings a tear to my eye, because it's a beautiful story from beginning to end that can inspire others. And that's why we have the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We will see you guys next week. God bless.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.